From Inner Systems, it's the Healthy Data Podcast. I'm Jordan Cooper. To learn more about this and other episodes, please visit podcast.healthydata.com.
Shay, the CIO of MedOne Health Partners, for those who aren't aware, MedOne Health Partners was founded in 2000. They are the largest physician practice exclusively dedicated to hospital medicine in Central Ohio. Brian, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Jordan. Thanks for having me.
So, today we're going to talk about connectivity of care between acute and post-acute care with the OneConnect tool. I'd like to just ask if you could give us some background on what OneConnect is, and we'll go from there.
Sure. OneConnect, actually, we created OneConnect because there was kind of what we saw a gap in the space in the post-acute care side of things, especially with our interaction with those post-acute care facilities. So traditionally at post-acute care sites, they have EHRs such as point-click care or matrix care. I think point-click care kind of being the predominant one that's in those facilities. Mm-hmm. And as a practice, that's providing providers or clinicians to have oversight at those facilities. We're talking about hundreds of diverse EMRs, right? You know, that are at these facilities. And to have a dedicated, really linking together a census of our patients across all those disparate EHRs was where there was a gap that we saw. So a couple of years ago, we went on the mission to develop our own tool in this space that was developed by providers to create a workflow that allowed them to pull in the appropriate patient information from all these disparate sites in real time. So as we know, a lot of these connect up to Clinisync and other integration platforms or health, you know, exchanges. Mm-hmm. This allowed us to have a real-time pulling of that information, a bi-directional, you know, kind of feed with all those separate sites. Instead of having physicians log into all of these separate EHRs as part of the workflow, it really kind of was an overlay tool. And that tool allowed us to really kind of bridge the gap between the acute care we provide in our hospital sites, as well as, you know, the access for the post-acute care facilities.
So I'm interested in, or our listeners are often interested in the how you're technically able to achieve this real-time connectivity of information between disparate sites, different EHRs. Do you have FHIR repositories and FHIR connectivity? How are you able to facilitate this real-time data exchange?
Yeah, so MedOne Healthcare Partners is 100% in the cloud. We leverage the Microsoft Azure infrastructure as really the underlying infrastructure for OneConnect. Mm-hmm. And how we're doing the connectivity between these separate EMRs really is through APIs that they have available to us. Mm-hmm. So we're leveraging those APIs to do the calls of pulling data, pushing data back and forth between those systems. And that's how we're kind of pulling it together. Now, when we get into the acute care space, where I think where we have an issue, there's lots of EHRs out there, right?
Right.
And there's a lot of, you know, the big players, of course, you know, in the acute world, like being Epic, or in primary care being, you know, Athena potentially. But in the post-acute care side, we talked about point-click care and matrix care kind of being big players. But there's a lot of other ones that are there. And there's a lot of them that allow that interoperability. But where we thought ours is unique, where we kind of provide, is since we are both in that acute care space, the hospitalists, as well as the post-acute care, and here in the future in primary care, we can actually see patients' information when they're going into a hospital setting. We actually, if they were a MedOne patient in a MedOne post-acute care facility that we provide services to, it mm-hmm. actually identifies those patients, and we can see their history, like I said, in real time, which today that doesn't really happen in most systems. So the hospitals may not even know that those patients were seen in a post-acute care facility, or even why they're showing up in the ER. We actually have access to those notes right away mm-hmm. to see where they've kind of transitioned from care. And then if you think about into the primary care space, they have no idea that those patients, a lot of times when they're coming in, maybe came from a post-acute care facility as well. So the way we're leveraging this tool is it kind of is that overlay, but it allows us to have that visibility into, you know, both sides of the system, especially when they're MedOne patients.
I'd like to zoom out for a second to focus on the implications of having visibility into both acute and post-acute care. Many of Healthy Data Podcast guests and listeners tend to focus on acute care. That's also where a lot of the EHR market is focused. That's just where most of the business is in America. But many of the most acute care patients, the highest needed patients, are discharged into post-acute care facilities. I'm interested in how the extent to which MedOne is responsible for providing care to this population outside of the acute care. From a perspective of population health, is MedOne at risk for these patient lives? Is there a value-based payment system? Are there ECQ, electronic clinical quality measures, that MedOne is being held accountable for by payers or by third-party rating agencies? I guess, what is the financial and clinical motivation for MedOne to want to track these patients across multiple settings of care, number one? And two, what are the benefits now that you are able to do so?
Yeah, so our mission is we want to make, you know, healthcare better, right? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day. So there's not only the clinical aspect of doing this, but also from the operational aspect of it. We are, MedOne is part of an ACO for the post-acute care side of things. So value-based care, we are part of that. And I don't want to speak out of my terms of expertise, you know, necessarily through all of this, but since we are part of an ACO, we have certain things, of course, that we have to report upon, you know, from a quality perspective, mm-hmm. Around those patients that are attributed patients, you know, for us. Mm-hmm. Hospitals on the acute care side, of course, they want to, you know, they want to keep their readmissions down of patients, right? You know, patients that may be discharged from a hospital site and they are going to post-acute care, they lose visibility of those. And we're able to now bridge that gap and see the patients that may be coming back in or getting readmitted to a hospital. And we have at our fingertips, you know, if they were, again, a MedOne facility, of what, you know, all those notes and information about those patients in real time to be able to provide the appropriate care, you know, levels of care there. So yes, we are part of a value-based care on the post-acute care side. Our hospitals, you know, have certain things that they are also trying to accomplish both clinically and operationally. And MedOne is able to, you know, as the service provider, you know, in both of those spaces, kind of the bridge that gap.
So how does one connect? I think a lot of times our listeners appreciate hearing anecdotes of particular patients and how they've been affected by a certain intervention. So I think it'd be interesting if you could tell our listeners how OneConnect assists populations that are at risk for being readmitted to acute care settings. How does OneConnect assist MedOne providers with managing that population and preventing that readmission?
Yeah, that's a good question. And again, you know, I'm not on the clinical operations, you know, side of things, but some of the examples that we're able to do is, so we have created, we brought things together, is we created a patient, we have a bed, what we call the bed board, and the bed board was really originally developed for the acute hospital setting, right? So that's where, as MedOne, we're able to see the admissions, and then those admissions, you know, those patients that are getting admitted to MedOne, and those patients can be picked up, and we, you know, we kind of understand their status. So now that we've integrated those two with OneConnect, we've mm-hmm. brought that solution over into the OneConnect solution. And that's where, when patients get admitted in a hospital setting, or maybe in the ED and they're getting transferred over to MedOne's care, we instantly get different badging and flags that show that this patient is an ACO patient, or, you know, from our post-acute care site, which then gives them that instant visibility, I guess, of, hey, this is a MedOne patient. And mm-hmm. then we could go back, they could see right there the notes and the information that's coming across. Where maybe a patient is coming into an ED without this solution, they don't know why they're in the ED, they don't know how they ended up, you know, maybe in the ED, maybe from another post-acute, you know, maybe from a post-acute care facility, and they don't have any of that history. So you're starting over again, unless they're in the EMR of that hospital setting, you know, mm-hmm. already. So this allows the patients that maybe are coming from one of those post-acute care sites that, in transit, they don't have all that necessarily information, but as soon as they get to the ED and they show up on our board, we quickly see, is that a patient that is comes from one of those post-acute care sites and has that data real time, you know, at our hands. I don't know if that necessarily answers your question completely, but, you know, as a from the technical side of things, that's kind of how I could appropriately bring that example across.
Right. Do you have, I guess, as you're able to provide, enable, as data becomes more available to providers that previously was unavailable, do you have any, I guess, how has that been impacting operations or clinical care? How has providing increased visibility into where the patient is, what's been the biggest impact, or what has been some feedback you've heard from providers about having access to One Connect and how it has affected their lives?
Sure. So that's a good question. And as I said, as we, you know, have now bridged that bed board from the acute care side into One Connect being one solution, the biggest feedback we get from our providers is, wow, I have visibility into these patients that I would not have otherwise, right? So they have a better holistic picture of the care spectrum for that patient, right? You know, kind of what their journey has been that they may have not ever had. Right. You know, because when they come into a hospital, if they did not have that historical information, they're just getting whatever is in the EMR at that acute facility at that moment in time. So now, if you think about having all those notes, having information about that patient and what their care journey has been, that will really tailor from a, you know, I think a lot of organizations are trying to get to a personalized patient care, for each patient, you know, each patient. It just gives more data at their fingertips to provide better care, you know, I think at the end of the day to them. And that's the feedback I think that we've had from the providers that have used this and seen now that connectivity of the patient coming across from a post-acute care site, showing up in their bed board. They know that it's a patient that has been seen at one of these facilities, you know, that we provide services to, and they could get instant access to those notes, which didn't exist before, right?
So one, I think some of our listeners would be listening. I appreciate the provider feedback and a provider perspective, but you're in the C-suite over at MedOne. What is it like when you're speaking with the COO, the CFO, and the CEO and saying, hey, I asked you for budget in order to help build this One Connect tool. Now we have it. And they're saying, you know, what's the ROI? What do those conversations look like?
Yeah, so another great question, especially different wearing a different hat, you know, in that conversation of things. Anytime you develop, we originally, so just to give you a little background, MedOne was actually founded by a doctor and a software developer, right? So MedOne had technology roots from the very beginning, 25 years ago as an organization. Mm-hmm. Part of that process, I've been working with the group for a little bit over 11 years, 4 years as their employed CIO, but have consulted with the group for a long time. So they've always had a very innovative approach to things. And sometimes, you know, you put the hat on of they're looking, since it's provider owned group, they're looking at how do they make, you know, patient care better as well as provider life better, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of times you jump into those different things of how you do that necessarily, not looking at the ROI of operationally what it takes to manage an application. So part of my goal was taking a look at all the different things that we were doing as a group, determining, like putting a different hat on our, you know, are we a provider group? Are we a software company, or are we both? Right. You know, so that's a lens that we had to put on. One Connect is one of those products as we went through our portfolio of like our tools is one that we saw really made a difference, not only again to patient care, but also our providers happiness and workflow. Right. You know, of having a tool at their fingertips like this. So the sell was easy. Right. Because the providers kind of saw it as a tool that helps them. The ROI of running your own application, you have your pros and cons and challenges of, I think the biggest thing is, you know, we're not necessarily a software company today, but how do we maintain this application and keep it relevant, right? You know, so as new technologies are coming out, of course, AI is Gen AI, all that's been thrown around now, you know, of course, every day we're hearing about it. And how do we make sure that if we leverage this tool effectively, how do we make sure that we're continuing to improve it and making it relevant, that something else just doesn't leapfrog it, right, and leave it antiquated. So everything from how do we integrate ambient listening tools into our documentation, because documentation burnout is one of the biggest things that providers, of course, are talking about, you know, today. So we have to continually look at what tools are out there, what makes sense for us to develop on our own, right, and build it ourselves versus partnering with somebody where there's products that we can plug into it to make our product even more robust with it. So challenging costs, scalability with it, staffing, you know, and expertise, maintaining levels of expertise to be able to continue to grow it again and maintain relevance with it. Those are all challenges that we have to be able to take forward to our leadership team and our board in explaining, here is our spend for One Connect. Where do we want to take One Connect? You know, is One Connect a MedOne tool? Is it something we offer as software as a service, you know, to other provider groups to leverage a tool such as this? Those are all questions that we're having at the leadership level all the time.
I love that One Connect is not just an acute care setting tool, but it connects acute care to post-acute care. I wonder what data source challenges you found in a post-acute care setting that hasn't necessarily been an issue in hospitals, or what is unique about providing care in a post-acute care setting?
I think
from a data perspective.
So from a data perspective, as I said, these are all disparate EHRs. Now, fortunately, the majority of the sites that we're at have one or two of those two big players that we've talked about that are in that space. So once you establish what those APIs need to look like from a connectivity perspective, it's easy to carry that over site to site. There might be some differentiators in what systems they integrate with. You know, when you start getting into, you know, e-prescribing or whatever, right? You know, that in there of how do we make sure, again, from a data perspective, what they're using at those facilities, we can pull across, and making sure data's clean, right? I mean, as we know, garbage in, garbage out, you know, kind of thing. So we need to make sure that we're receiving good data from those EHRs, and then how is it pulled into our systems, into patient records, making sure it's the appropriate patient information being pulled into the appropriate patient in One Connect as well, in those checks and balances, just from a, you know, a safety, you know, perspective. So I would say it's challenging because as they change, those EHRs change as well. And those APIs may change. We could see things that break, right? Because we're dependent upon these third-party systems. We integrate it with faxing solutions and other things as well, right? So as organizations change their tools, we have to be prepared and watch for, you know, is something not passing appropriately or correctly, and how do we fix that?
So it sounds like an integration engine that could ensure clean data and keep up with the latest upgrades and updates from EHRs and make sure that the API is the latest and incorporate Gen AI and, you know, ambient listening, that kind of solution is something that would be useful. What are you seeing in terms of integration or an integration engine at your organization, and what were you looking for when you selected that engine?
Yeah, so Jordan, that's a hot topic here at the moment for me from a technical perspective. Today, we do not have an integrations engine per se, or an interface engine. We're doing direct APIs and leveraging the APIs that those providers allow us to leverage, right? Which could cause some challenges of how those APIs are written, and we take some things out of our control, you know, a little bit. So we're currently heavily investigating, you know, this year of, as we want to integrate with these other tools as well. And as we add more sites and more facilities and more service lines, and potentially, you know, integrating with other EHRs that we don't integrate with today, we find that it's going to be very important for us to have some sort of integrations layer engine, interface engine, where we can use that as the traffic cop, right, between One Connect and all those, you know, disparate systems that we're integrating it with. I don't think just the direct APIs that we have today is scalable, right? You know, in the model of what we have One Connect, we have to add that layer, that integrations engine layer into our organization to be more effective, I think, with it, and managing the data flows and, you know, all those notifications and alerts and things like that that come along with it, and having better visibility in the data flow side of things we're going to need to invest in and put that technology as part of our stack.
Got it. And is that something that you would be interested in hosting and managing yourself, since you're so hands-on shop, or is that something that more you'd be looking to get out of the data center management piece and have someone else manage it in Azure or some other cloud environment?
Yeah, initially, I would see that I would look to a partner, for that, somebody that has, I like to call my IT, we run a pretty lean IT for MedOne. I like to call our internal IT specialized IT. And then we leverage service partners and things like that where it makes sense for us for either tool stack or expertise. I would say definitely initially that we would be looking to, a partner that somebody has that level of expertise to mm-hmm. manage it for us. As you scale, of course, and as your internal team grows and changes, you can potentially bring some of those things more in-house from a management side of things. I would always look for more of a SaaS-based type offering from a tech stack side of things. As I said, we're 100% in the cloud today, which is unique from a healthcare organization. But we saw how it can, benefit us from managing our resources, again, appropriately, what we're focusing on from an IT perspective, and then allowing us to grow the way that we have is leveraging those different kind of software as a service type partnerships.
So, Brian, we are approaching the end of this podcast episode. I'd like to ask you a final question. Sure. If there was one thing that you could change, or one thing that you would wish for, or something that you would recommend that someone approaching a similar problem in a different organization should consider, what would that be? What one thing are you looking to accomplish that if you had a magic wand, you could wave it and make that problem go away? What would that be?
It would probably be... Is most organizations, that's a tough question, right? Because there's a lot of things that I'd love to have. I think the biggest thing, if I were to reapproach this again, is making sure that you lay out the blueprint of what are you really trying to accomplish, right? With your tool. As I said, there's a lot of players, a lot of startup companies that are always coming out with different ways of doing things that invest very heavily, that may be VC backed, right? Or dedicated software companies. I think our product is unique because it's, again, designed by providers for providers. It's doing some things that other products are not doing today in the market, where it's bridging some of that gap there. But how do we take this to the next level, right? And how do we, it's a differentiator for MedOne, which is great, but how do we leverage this and make healthcare better more globally, right? Using a product like this. And I think those are things that, as a group, how do we do that effectively? How do we do that effectively? Making sure that we're spending appropriately for the tool for ourselves. But as I said, if we could have taken a step back and magic wand, what would have been that roadmap, or what is the roadmap to make this, more prevalent outside of even MedOne, because we do feel that it's special and it is bridging a gap there. And those are the conversations that we're having. So again, going back to the magic wand would be, how do I find a partner that could help us navigate some of those challenges to take this where we think it should be?
Well, Brian, I really appreciate this interview. We've touched upon a number of topics that have emerged from other episodes. You just spoke about obliquely about the commercialization of software, looking at a healthcare delivery organization, which across the United States, at least from an acute care side, you're looking at margins often of 1-2%. But when you're, at MedOne, you say, look, we've developed our own software. Many healthcare organizations have, and they're considering, should we try to get into the software business and manage and upgrade all that and try to generate new revenue streams and sell it as a SaaS or a software as a service product to similar organizations and provide value to them? Should we be 100% cloud? How should we manage populations that are shifting among many different EHRs and different settings of care? I think these are challenges that many organizations across the United States are struggling with. And so I think that what you're doing with OneConnect is exciting, and I appreciate the opportunity that you provided our listeners to hear more about it. So thank you, Brian.
No, thank you, Jordan.
So for our listeners, this has been Brian Shea, the Chief Information Officer of MedOne Healthcare Partners in Columbus, Ohio. Thank you for joining us today.
From InterSystems, this has been the Healthy Data Podcast. I'm Jordan Cooper. Thank you for listening.